we're going to be looking at the brain and brain functioning, we really have learned quite a lot about neuroscience. Neuroscience, the study of the brain and its functioning, and in this area of sex addiction, and actually, by the way, the whole area of therapy for sex addiction is relatively new in terms of areas of counseling and therapy in this country, in the world. You may or may not know that even sex addiction as a term is not really properly recognized as something which those who are the very senior psychiatrists involved in identifying mental health illnesses don't fully recognize, because the evidence is not yet said to be sufficiently evidence-based for it to have this label of sex addiction. Those of us who are therapists seeing the presentations from clients regularly in our offices recognize there's something going on, so we're just getting on and treating. And no doubt the diagnosis will catch up in due course. It's getting there. So we're looking at brain functioning. I'm going to be attaching quite a number of documents to this session because I really want you to start to understand the anatomy of the brain and the different parts of the brain that are actually caught up in this area of sex addiction. So as we look at some of the diagrams, you'll see that the labels about the different structures of the brain, it will talk about the frontal lobe, cerebral cortex, this part of the brain, the logical reasoning, thinking part of the brain, makes rational decisions. Other parts of the brain structure, I often have referred to it, the limbic system, very much the area of the brain where the emotions, the feelings, the sensations are being triggered. The middle towards the back, the limbic system. You'll see it in the diagram. But what's really interesting and you need to understand is so much of your decisions are being taken from the limbic system in terms of the emotions. How I feel, how you feel, is driving the decisions that you are taking. But of course, your decisions are being taken based upon those emotions of just feelings. But we were given 5 senses to survey the situation around us in order to make good decisions. But a lot of those are shut down. The logical cerebral cortex area. As soon as the powerful biochemicals, neurochemicals, dopamine, oxytocin, are drip feeding and flowing into the relevant parts of the brain, it's taking offline this logical reasoning thinking part of the brain, the frontal lobe, and so you're left making decisions from the limbic system, which is, it feels so good, it feels so nice. And then when the, I call it the, I don't always mean it as a pun, but I guess it really is, when the bubble bursts, when the ejaculation takes place, very quickly, the cerebral cortex, the frontal lobe, the logical reasoning part of the brain, comes back online. And that's when shame, guilt kicks in, regret. And of course, you find yourself wondering, asking yourself some questions. Why did I do that? I don't understand. I was determined not to act out again. Why did I do that? Look at the cost, the price that I'm paying for doing this. Why? Why? But you're asking a why question, a logical question, to the logical part of the brain, but it can't answer the question, can it? Because it was actually offline at the time of the acting out. And so you're asking logical questions of the logical brain, which was offline at the time, you were making decisions from the limbic part of the brain, the emotional feeling part of the brain. So the diagram that I've attached to this session, it talks about threat to the brain. It shows you the frontal cortex, which analyzes, problem solves, so you can learn from experiences as long as it stays online. And the whole point of so much of this recovery program is to keep this logical reasoning part of the brain online to better help you make better choices and reasoned decisions. That limbic system or emotional brain perceives and reacts to threat. So it's also there in situations of trauma. The reptilian brain, a very much older part of the brain, the brain stem coming down downwards, controls our instincts, responses and functions. Something called the amygdala is the fire alarm, emotional memory center. All of these structures, I've just thrown out the names because I'm going to read more about them in the articles that I'm going to take you through, but I've just thrown these out. All around trauma is what these different structures of the brain are also caught up with. But of course, don't look at trauma as this massive, big thing that happens in your life. Think about trauma as stress, tension, anxiety, upset. Takes the body out of equilibrium. You've lost homeostasis. So the brain is being triggered to go into fight, flight, freeze to help you get back equilibrium, homeostasis. Remember we talked about that previously? It's there to help you, to protect you. But of course, one of the coping strategies that you've learned, probably back in childhood, and kept repeating throughout life, was how to make yourself feel better, how to self-soothe, using inappropriate practices to manage your emotions. Having looked at those diagrams, let me read you this article. It's called Understanding Addiction: How Addiction Hijacks the Brain. Today we recognize addiction as a chronic disease that changes both brain structure and function. And we do know from MRI scan that those involved in extensive, repeated hours and hours of acting out can actually damage the brain. And when damaged, it sometimes can't repair itself. I'm talking about the very extensive, regular, repeated hours and hours of acting out behaviors.